Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. The message of today is double. One message, all of a sudden today, I was thinking. Many young lady or woman, a mother, call and involve asking for advice about upbringing. The children has a problem. They have a problem to cope up with the children. Many problem. Especially when you have a male and a female, young and elder, and a big gap between. And all of a sudden, the younger become aggressive against the elder. And the elder try to be soft to the younger, and all of a sudden he become imitating the younger. And all this is not healthy at all. And, or the girl imitating the boy imitating the girl. And before you know it, again, the girl become aggressive and the boy become passive or vice versa. All kind of diseases. Where it coming from? Do you know one element? The first element, the men, our men is a criminal. And forgive me, I do not call you a man. Because if you are a man and a Muslim, you realize you are the role model. You are the teacher of your wife and your children. You are the source, not only income, but the source of guidance. And you are the one Allah give you the amana above all. Second amana go to the woman. But what happened in our society? Sometime I want a wife to be a mashed potatoes, has no personality, not educated. And I feel good about it because it make me a macho. After a while, I discover she doesn't have it. Now the children do not have it. Now is a mess. Now I try to correct the mess. How? Screaming and shouting. Or wait until the children go to school, and the children, once you go to school, they start imitating the other children. And before you know it, now I bringing a foreign understanding in life, culture, custom, from all over. And after that, the man is so aggressive and he hate his wife, the wife hate the man complain about his wife, the wife complain about her husband, and the husband always come late, nobody care about the children, and the children in a la-la land. Also, you have another problem. No community, no really bond with each other. No children to play with the children. Like one of the sisters, she called me and told me, I have to play with my son. He has nobody to play with. I said, excuse me, he's a son. He's a boy. He need a boy to play with. I'm not good for him. I'm too old. And you are a female. He need a boy. He need young men to play with them. Now, the musiba is, we do not generate a revenue or a source of a way for these children to have a good, safe, good, healthy environment to play. With supervision, with a planning, with upbringing, with teaching, with discipline. Why all this? Because we have no vision. We have no sense of responsibility toward ourselves, toward our family, toward our children, toward the ummah, toward mankind. And when the children become 7, 8, 9, and start acting with rebellious, developing all kind of bad habit, start sneaking out with different people, and now they go up, and the problem go up, and the problem go up, now we keep screaming and shouting, and we think this will be, or put them in confinement, and they cannot get in touch with anyone, and now we put them in different kind of problem. And the problem keep growing, 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 until we see the society. And even today, when we have a upbringing program, nobody involved. Nobody involved. Nobody serious about it. I swear by Allah, the one I'm going to meet him. If you understand the responsibility you're going to face Allah with, for you and your wife and your children, wallahi, you will beg and you will do everything possible to get this knowledge and this understanding. You will beg to develop a community to have some, at least some sister get together once in a while, and one sister at a time, she takes the boys and go play, or some men take the boys and go play, some sister takes the girls and go play. We have to generate a revenue. It's a lot of topic. I'm not going to fix it by this message, but I bear witness to Allah. This is a serious message. And remember me, you are responsible in the front of Allah. And remember me, Allah send you people can help you. And remember me, you acting like whatever, I do not want to say the word, and it's tough, Allah al-Azim, but you're not acting like a man, you're not acting like a Muslim, you're not acting like a responsible, and same thing for our sisters. It's a big musibah. I won't get married, I won't get married, I won't get married. I won't get children, I won't get children. And when Allah send you the right source to help you, to support you, you run away and you put your tail between your leg and you do not do anything about it. This is a musibah. You will be questioned in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm giving you this message today and I'm boiling because I do not see a man coming to me and tell me what to do. I do not see parents coming and said what to do. Help me out. Help us out. Let's have a program. Let's have a way to correct all this mistake, because the mistake is big, damage is big, and the whole ummah and the future ummah will pay for it. Imagine I came to India, I spread the Islamic cartoon, nobody do it. Imagine beautiful, beautiful messages, beautiful entertainment with unbelievable upbringing. It leave a lot of messages to the child. Even the adult, I bear witness, is wallahi, if I sit down, it's so beautiful because it's a Quranic story or Islamic history. We need it. We need it. But we need the system, the discipline. And before that, where is men? Where is woman? I do not said where is male and female. We have a lot of male and female. Where is men and woman? Where? And what you do to be? What you do to be? May Allah save us. May Allah save us, because the amana is big. The amana is very big. I bear witness to Allah. I have what it takes to solve at least some of the major problem. I introduce you to the upbringing program. In the front of Allah, I give you a source of knowledge, can help you a lot. You, your wife, and your kids, and the whole ummah. It's up to you. It's up to you. Take it seriously. Be seriously. Move. Learn. Grow. Upbring. Develop. Seek consultation. Because we have a lot to do. We have a lot to gain and a lot to lose. May Allah save us from ourselves. We are the enemy of Islam. We are the enemy of our family. We are the enemy of mankind. We are the enemy of the amana of Allah. Allah, He give it to us. Remember me. Keep playing game. Keep playing game with ego and arrogance and show off outside, and you're neglecting yourself. If you call yourself a man, if you call yourself a man, ask yourself, what are you doing to yourself, to your family, to your wife, your kids, to society? What are you producing? There's a lot to do. Wake up, my brother and sister in Islam. Wake up big time. We have a lot to do. I'm here, I'm still alive. We have the upbringing program. You can have Sister Zuhra or Sister Imran or Sara or Omar. You can get in touch with them and see their way. We have a lot. We have a lot to do, we have a lot to gain, we have a lot to lose. Please, and you know who's the most loser? Is you, number one. Second, your wife. Second, your children. Third, the ummah. Fourth, mankind. And wonder who's responsible. You are, if you call yourself a man. Second, who you are, if you call yourself a woman. I bear witness to Allah, I give you my message. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.